Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Someone recently asked me why I was a coin dealer. After giving a quick answer, I later thought about it in more depth. It turns out that there is more to my choosing to be a coin dealer than simply trying to earn a decent living at something I find interesting. I've always been an idealist, thinking I could help improve the world one person at a time. This attitude largely came to me by observing both of my parents doing exactly this. They went above and beyond their job descriptions to improve people's lives, with the result that many people they never knew benefited from their efforts. People dream of improving their financial well-being and security. As a coin dealer, I actively assist customers and others in making such dreams a reality. For my companies, customers are the most important people in the world. How do we take care of them? Offering customers nationally competitive buy and sell prices on a wide range of inventory is just the beginning. The real value comes from providing these following 12 services. 1. Doing constant research to understand what is really happening in financial circles, going beyond the often deceptive headlines, then truthfully educating customers on why they need to own precious metals to protect their financial well-being. That my weekly writings are now regularly quoted, cited, linked, or otherwise distributed in hundreds of other venues is merely confirmation of the value offered to those who read and listen to my analyses and forecasts. 2. Standing up for people trying to get paid the highest prices for what they own. That means becoming a consumer advocate, and doing such activities as writing a multitude of consumer protection articles, exposing unethical practices of a handful of dealers, and providing volunteer professional expert services for the state attorney general's fraud investigators. 3. Becoming a trusted long-term advisor for the best interests of collectors, providing an honest opinion of the quality and value of items, no matter whether they were purchased from me or from someone else. That also means selling merchandise of solid quality where I would want to repurchase it someday. 4. Providing a friendly and safe environment to visit. 5. Realizing that customers don't have any stupid questions. Instead, perceive that they are demonstrating wisdom by seeking information about something where they lack knowledge. Further, realize that I am being complimented that they chose me as the expert to help them out. 6. Surrounding myself with a knowledgeable and experienced professional staff that can handle almost any question a customer may have. 7. Achieving a sales tax exemption on the retail sales of rare coins and precious metals that created hundreds of jobs in Michigan and even resulted in an increase in Michigan Treasury tax collections. This exemption also benefited hundreds of thousands of Michigan consumers with more competition and lower costs. 8. Aggressively cooperating with police departments and county sheriffs to prosecute the occasional crook that sells me stolen merchandise. This attitude helped reduce crime levels. 9. Offering education to the visitors viewing the treasures on exhibit in my store. There is so much fascinating history involving coins, paper money, and exonumia. 10. Sharing the fascination of numismatics with schools, fraternal organizations, senior citizens groups, and the like, making sure to pass around historical treasures that attendees can touch. 11. Assisting fellow dealers and collectors for the mutual benefit of the hobby and industry, supporting organizations and trade associations both financially and with a commitment of time. 12. Last but not least, helping an impressive number of student employees develop their entrepreneurial spirit. This has been one of the greatest satisfactions in my 30 years as a coin dealer. Maybe you thought that all you had to do to be a successful coin dealer was figure out how to acquire merchandise at prices below what you could sell it. While that is certainly necessary, I think you'll find that other coin dealers who engage in providing many of these extra values derive greater enjoyment from their career. By the way, every business needs to consider providing their customers extra value. If any business treats their customers like they are the most important people in the world, they are likely to find that their customers will take care of them. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.